And we had another 40 minutes on the agenda for mapping. So open for suggestions, however you want to handle it. The next part of we're going to be continuing the next part of the meeting, so it's just at any other meeting we can talk about it, or we can talk about it tonight. So
I'm just going to, what you presented to me, I added to something on there, which basically says, with a question mark, a subcommittee. You know, we're going to do a walk around the harbor and do an inventory of the different harbor uses. The question is this something that the whole committee needs to do on a regular basis or work through? Or should we have a subcommittee of people that might include Matt and, you know, David, because he's on the Harbor Commission, and some of the other members, whoever wants to be on it, to do it in a smaller group so it doesn't need to be done. Yes, the presentation and the acceptance is done in this committee, but does everybody need to be involved in this discussion, or can it be a much more factual kind of thing? There are parts of this survey that are very important, which is surveying public access points.
Yep.
That may be something that we do entirely in this group, but they may also require a certain amount of more legal work to find what those are, that this may be something that a subcommittee of the group may make sense.
Yeah, so let me refine your suggestion a little bit, if I could, and that is, so part of my objective in this exercise is basically to make sure that we're all on the same page with what the harbor entails. However, given where we are and the timing of things, it might make sense for me to work with a few other people to compile that data into a map or series of maps, and then present that to the rest of the committee, and we can make corrections to that map, which is kind of what I think you're suggesting.
I think it's important for all of us to walk through that.
Yep.
The whole harbor, like Callie says, not all of us know every nook and cranny in the harbor, and it keeps changing.
That's the goal I have in going through it, is that we have to start with a kind of a foundation of understanding of where things are in the harbor, where are the mooring areas, where are the channels, where's the federal channel, where are the public access points, where's the public land, where are the constraints along the land side that we need to be considering, where are the environmental things. So I printed off some maps, which again, we can do this in a bunch of different ways, so it could be more of a, maybe Matt and I have to sit down and go over a bunch of stuff and put a little more detail on the plan and then come back to everybody with a more of a presentation format and then let people kind of correct me and add to things that we missed.
So I have a question about all the material that we generated last meeting.
Yep.
My feeling was that what we were doing was generating topics
yes.
that we want to include in our plan.
Absolutely.
Would it be possible at the next meeting? This is agenda setting, right? So I'm not looking to
go
you,
for it.
Callie.
I'm taking notes.
And Ed, would it be possible for us to have that written out in a form so that we can start to sketch out subjects for future meetings?
Yep.
Okay. Then we can start. Because I get the feeling that we're all living in the everything is in front of us kind of world right now with all of this stuff. And if we can start breaking it down into these topics, such as we all have had input into at the last meeting, we might start getting a work plan that creates itself. And there are other things that are going to become popping up and very obvious, such as a harbor walk sometime.
We ought to be on site and walk around.
A good old site walk.
I love those. Yep. Yeah, I think, so you're kind of in line with the way I'm sort of headed with this. I didn't have time to actually sort of consolidate everything between the last meeting and this meeting to make it make sense based on the brainstorming session that we had, but definitely something
we can get that
work
result
on for
that
next
brainstorming
week.
Session and start to divide those into manageable subjects.
Yep.
Yeah. But you did create documents based on the flip charts.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should all have the summary document. But I think what I was thinking about doing is taking that one step farther, which is to say, okay, here's all the topics, and now this one should go under mooring management.
So you could organize those topics in a way that makes a natural workflow that we could start working on as topics for these meetings.
Yep, but I do think having one meeting, or maybe it's a combination of different things where we have, maybe it's a site walk and then a presentation or a group discussion, but at least one meeting where we're all just saying, this is the harbor. Mm-hmm. This is what the elements of the harbor entail.
Have a long sidewalk.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe we break it up into different meetings or something. We can talk about that. But I think it's really important to have at least one discussion and just to sort of set that foundation and then break it out into different groups. So that's my idea. I was going to start that tonight, but it sounds like, given the time, it's better just to do that in one meeting and then think about it.
Does that sound rational, a way to at least start?
Yes.
The actual meat and potatoes of this project? That was a very productive meeting last time. I keep saying last week, it wasn't last week, it was last month.
It felt like last month.
We got an awful lot of material in there. Like who are the stakeholders? What are the subjects? What are the areas? And I think we should be able to continually add to that as stuff comes obvious that we've missed. But it will be the beginning of a work plan that we can actually get our teeth into one meeting at a time. Does that sound rational?
Mm-hmm. I offer a thought to piggyback on that. As you think about work plan, it might be good to also think about your communications plan early and how do you make sure that stakeholders know what you're working on, so they know when they might want to weigh in or listen in. And some of that is passive. We put it on the website and people look or they don't. But to what extent do you want to do some proactive outreach and make sure folks know what you're all doing and considering? And
I think that needs to be at the beginning of the work plan, how we're going to proceed with that as public a way as possible.
I think that's fairly easy. We come up with a work plan where we say, you know, in a month this is what we're doing, in 2 months this is what we're doing, in 3 months. And it's very easy at that point to figure out who the stakeholders are in particular parts and contact them. I think we'd be very aggressive about reaching out to the people that are going to be most interested in something. And if we have a work plan where we know about when it's going to be, it makes it a lot easier for us to then contact people, you know, a month or whatever in advance and give them a heads up. So I think those two dovetail very nicely.
Would that be doable?
Yeah. If the meeting's next week, no.
No, it won't be next week. I have to find out when we can meet again on a regular basis.
So Ed and Callie can work on trying to regularize some meeting.
That would be great for everyone.
Locations. That would be brilliant. And that has to be done outside the meeting.
Yeah.
And that's administrative. Yeah. Technical stuff that has to be done outside the meeting. So you guys could look into that, and then you can share that info with us if you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And then we could take up that as a decision at the meeting.
Yeah.